The Tanya for the 25th day of Tishrei, Chof Hei Tishrei, is at the beginning of Siman Chof Hei of Igeres HaKadosh. It's on page Kuf Lamed Ches Amed Aleph, and the number at the bottom of the page is 534. In this letter, the Alter Rebbe explains a statement in the Tzavos Zivosh, which literally means the will or the testament of Reb Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, which in fact Alter Rebbe says was not his will. He never wrote a will and was only a collection, a gathering of sayings selected out of the many teachings that he gave, in which the Baal Shem Tov states that even when a person is doing something bad, or a non-Jew or a child is doing something bad, that is an expression of the presence of the Shechina. And the Mesnagdim, the opponents of the Baal Shem Tov, had a very difficult time understanding this, and the Alter Rebbe explains it without making reference to the question and the surprise or the dismay that was expressed by the opponents, because the Alter Rebbe doesn't want to even repeat or mention a difficulty or a question against the Baal Shem Tov. He simply explains the subject and thereby removes the question. Siman Chof Hei. Hal v'nimrei bino, to understand the words of wisdom, which is also a reference to Torah. The words of Torah, mashikosuv b'sefer hanikra tzavos rivosh, that which is stated in the sefer that is called tzavos rivosh. So the Alter Rebbe is saying that it is a statement of wisdom, a statement of Torah, and it needs to be understood. Hagam shebe'emes eina tzavosi, v'leitziva klaluf neptirosi, the book is called tzavos rivosh, but in truth it is not his tzavo, it's not his will, and he left no will before his passing away. Zak heim likute imreisov hataheres, sheloktu likute bose likuta, they are instead gleanings, or sayings that were excerpted from all the things that he said. V'layodu l'chaven haloshen, and those who wrote it down were not able to be exact in the words al miskonose, exactly as it was said. Achamechuvon u'emes la'amite, but the content, the words may not be exact, but the content and the ideas are absolute truth. Vehu behegdim ha'imarizal, and this is by first explaining the statement of the sages that kol hakayis ki'ilu eved avedizah akum, that whoever gets angry, one loses one's temper, it's as if he worshipped idols. V'hatam uvon liyedi bino, and the connection, what is the reason that if somebody has a temper or gets angry, that's equal to idolatry? What's the similarity to idolatry? So the reason is understood. To those who are wise, lefi shebeis kase, because at the time that a person is angry, nistalko mimenu ha'emuna, he loses for that moment, for that duration, he loses his faith. He abandons his faith. Ki ilu ha'yamayimim, because if he continued to believe, shema'eis Hashem ha'yisazeis lo'i, that this is coming to him, that whatever it was that made him angry, the pain, the disappointment, the embarrassment, whatever, is coming to him from God, lo'i ho'ya b'kas klal, then he wouldn't be angry at all. If he knew that God was sending him this pain, or this difficulty, or disappointment, then he wouldn't get angry at all. Af sheben odo shehubal b'chira mekalulei, eimakehu, eimazik mameinei, and even when the pain comes through another human being who has freedom of choice, and this person, using his freedom of choice, either curses him or hits him or damages his property, umischayiv b'dinei odom, and the person is in fact, the one who inflicts the damage, is in fact liable and punishable. both in the human court, ubedine shamayim, and also above in heaven, in the heavenly courts, al zeya bechirose, for having made a wicked choice. In other words, he chooses to hit, or he chooses to curse, or he chooses to damage. Afal pikein, yet at the same time, al hanizik kvar nigzar min hashamayim, the one who is damaged, the one who is being hurt, has already had a decree passed in heaven that this hurt or that this damage should come to him. So although the person who is doing the damaging is doing it by freedom of choice, but the person receiving the damage or suffering the hurt is experiencing the hurt because of the decree that he should suffer that hurt. And there are many messengers through whom God carries out his decrees. So if it wasn't this person who by the wickedness of his choice became the messenger for God to inflict pain, if it wasn't this person, if this person had chosen to be good and not wicked, then it would have come through somebody else. As the Gemara tells the story about a person who is in the woods chopping trees, and the head of the axe slips off its handle and he kills his fellow woodchopper. And that's because his fellow woodchopper had committed a crime for which he was punishable by death. The person swinging the axe had killed someone unintentionally and was punishable with exile. But there were no witnesses. So the first person was never executed, and the second person never went into exile. So here God brings them together, and each of them then comes to their proper judgment that the person who was to be executed is killed, and the person who needed to be exiled accidentally kills in front of others, and now has to go into exile. What's more, it's not only that the event is decreed, Elo afilu bisho zumamishamakehu e mekalule, in the very act of hitting or cursing, mislabish bekeyach Hashem veruach piv yisbareich. At the very moment, in the very act of cursing or hitting, there is the presence of the Shekhinah, the power that God is giving the person. It is the life that issues from God's mouth, so to speak, that is giving life and existence to the person who is hitting or cursing. And as it says in the story with David HaMelech, that Shimi ben Gera cursed David HaMelech, and David's response was, Hashem Omar Le Kalil, that God told him to curse. The Heichan Omar Lishimi, where do we find that God told Shimi to curse? Elo Shemachshov Azusha Nofla Lishimi Belibe Umechei. What it means is that this thought or the decision to curse that entered into Shimi's mind and heart, Yarda Me'es Hashem Veruach Piv, came from God, from the word, from the mouth of God, that gives life to all the hosts of heaven and earth. It was that flow of life that was giving life to Shimi and moving him to do what he was doing while he was saying those words that he said to David. Because if that spirit, if that kayach that the Eibishter is giving to Shimi would be removed for a moment, he would be incapable of saying anything. And therefore, in having the ability to say it, and in being given that ability at that very moment as he was saying it, it is as if God was telling him to do so. And that's what it means, that at that very moment it was as if God was saying to Shimi that he should curse David, etc. And why would God do this? This we don't know, because mi yemalei ma tase, because who is it who can tell God what to do and how to conduct his world? So that when a person is experiencing a pain or a hurt through another human being, although he might be moved to be angry at the person and to express that anger, the truth is that if his faith was intact and he recognized that nothing happens without it being decreed in heaven, not even to a blade of grass, then he would realize that this experience that he's going through is coming not from the messenger, from the human being, from the individual who is carrying out the decree from heaven, but rather it is coming as a result of the decree, and it is coming from God himself. And then, if that faith was intact, he wouldn't be angry at all. He wouldn't have any reason to be angry. In the Hayyim Yom, for the 25th day of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that 10 Nigunim, some of them with only one stanza, are attributed to the Alter Rebbe as being their composer. Those attributed to the Mittel Rebbe were composed in his time and sung in his presence, but he didn't compose them himself. He had a group of musically gifted young men known as the Mittel Rebbe's Kapelle, and they were divided into two groups, the vocalists, the Balei Shir, and the musicians who played various instruments, the Balei Zimra.